This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're Daniel Baker. He is from FlightAware. He and a bunch of buddies started FlightAware 12 years ago. FlightAware has turned into a worldwide phenomenon. Daniel, explain where it's gone in those 12 years and what you announced today.
It's been a fun 12 years. We've gone from just taking data from the FAA and providing it free to pilots of IFR flights to now providing global data, global services, both in our web apps and our mobile apps and in data feeds. So we have about 7,500 customers across business aviation. And the big announcement for them and for prospective new customers today is, first, we have the ability to replay your flights. So drag the slider underneath your flight map and you can replay a flight at 10x, 50x, 100x, zoom in, watch holding patterns, watch deviations around weather. But even more important, and what we demonstrated today, was the ability to do that with space-based ADS-B from Aireon. So we're now receiving data from Aireon's receivers on the new Iridium NEXT constellation. So we've now got, as of this morning, 30 of those receivers in orbit. There'll be about 70 in orbit. We'll need 66 for global coverage, and we'll be able to track every airplane everywhere in the world, one position per minute. It doesn't matter if it's over the North Atlantic or the North Pole, we'll know where that airplane is. So we're working very, very hard on global tracking, but then we're saying, wait, now that we have global tracking, what do we need to work on? And it's surface movement. So we also announced today that using ADS-B again with ground stations at airports around the world, we can now track airplanes one position per second at 225 airports around the world. So we can tell you, has it left the FBO? Is it in line for takeoff? What runway is it going to depart from? So we're going from being able to just track flights in the U.S., like we were saying in 2005, to now saying, well, we can track your airplane taxiing around in Beijing, and then we can track your flight as it comes across the Pacific to North America. We'll give you real-time positions all the way with updated ETAs and a lot of confidence, efficiency, and the safety that comes from that.
What's the benefit to the customer, and how do you get paid?
So the benefit to the customer can be viewed two ways, whether it's the aircraft operator. It's an inexpensive way to be able to know where your airplane is. It doesn't require per message costs. It's not like a satellite uplink. It's just that your ADS-B receiver, which you're already required to have, is going to be emitting positions that we're now going to be receiving from space. And the same is true when you're at an airport. And so if you are the aircraft operator, it's inexpensive, and it provides global coverage and information that you didn't have before to predict departure times and then in arrival times as a result of that. And if you're viewed as the customer, as a passenger, you're now able to share with friends and family both where you are and a very precise metric on when you're going to be there based on us knowing everything about where your airplane is and other airplanes in that area and where they're going and how ATC is working. And we can use that to predict arrival times and provide information to everyone that makes the flight more seamless.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.